With the school holidays being just around the corner, the cost of living is soaring and many of us are turning away from holidays overseas or interstate and turning to getting back into tune with nature and camping. So, who better to chat with today on 101.5 FM than Barry Aitken? Barry is the caravanning and camping tutor at U3A. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Barry, some of us will be dipping our toes into the camping water, so to speak, for the first time. What are the most common rookie mistakes that beginners make and how can they be avoided?
I think probably poor towing and parking skills is probably one of the biggest things. Doing something like a towing course, which I did a number of years back with Tow Ed, is very beneficial. You learn things that you're just not even aware of. The other big problem is the caravanners ignoring their weight limits and not even knowing what their weights should be on the caravans. Mm-hmm. And then obviously that can be compounded by them overpacking the caravans and then also neglecting maintenance on the caravan, big mistake. And then probably not asking for help, which we keep asking the people who come with our groups, ask us if you want to know something. We'll see if we can find out what the answer is.
Somebody in the group, no doubt, would have that answer,
sure.
Barry. Yep. What is the one piece of gear that you reckon you couldn't be without when you're camping or caravanning?
Yeah, probably a lot of them would say a stubby holder or something. But anyway, no, ours is probably good camp chairs. We actually have two pairs, one being a reclining for if you want to relax and read a book type of thing. The other's obviously sitting around having a happy hours. A good awning with your van is ideal because you need to have that shade. And then a good quality bed in the van is ideal and a decent sized fridge because you want food and drink to be accessible.
Absolutely. And what are some of the key things to check when you're buying a used caravan or even a motorhome?
Well, specifically for the caravan, you've really got to ensure you've got a vehicle to match the size and weight of the van you're looking at buying. Then after that it comes, if it's a used van, looking for water damage. Dampness and mould is a big thing in all caravans you've got to be aware of. Then also working appliances in the van. Then what may come with it, especially if you're doing privately, are they providing a lot of hoses and leads, etc.? And, you know, and if you're really not comfortable, maybe buy from a dealer more so than a private sale. Both our ones we've bought have been private and we've never had a problem.
There you go. And a motorhome is quite a different story altogether, Barry. We're talking about a car, aren't we? So
yeah.
That's quite different.
It's going to be much the same as buying a car.
Exactly. You
would have to look at what the very similar things. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, can you tell our listeners what are the most important checks to perform on your caravan prior to setting off?
What I come across with a friend a long time ago, and I've got a big copy of it, is a checklist for inside and outside. And
yes.
It's quite amazing. Yeah, even down to when you're listing all the foods you put into the, that you've got your butter and your Vegemite type of thing, but that has to include all the main things with your jacks and wheel braces and so forth. Then obviously even distribution of everything you've got inside the van. And really having peace of mind and confidence that you've had the van serviced predominantly via bearings and brakes, because that's the main things you've got to be confident with. I have my van serviced every 10,000 Ks.
Yep.
And then obviously you're making sure your tyre pressures, especially when you're dual axle, that all your four tyres are matching as such.
Good, good. Barry, we're just about out of time, but just quickly tell me, are there any fabulous apps for caravanning or camping that you think you'd like to recommend?
Well, our experience is with Wikicamps is probably one of the biggest ones of all. I think the next one after that is CamperMate. And then there's a number of others, Camps and Any Camp, and probably even some more if you really want to delve into it.
Yeah, Look, I'm sure that we've just touched the surface, Barry. I'm sure we could stand here for an hour or two and not even get right into it.
For sure.
But if you're interested in learning more about caravanning and camping, why not join Barry Aitken for his U3A tutoring in caravanning and camping? Barry, thanks very much for joining us here this morning and keeping our community connected. And if you want to hear all of this again, go to the 1015fm.com.au website and search podcast, and you can catch up on all the things that U3A are doing. Thanks very much, Barry, for coming in. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. You're most welcome.